Okay, so let's continue over here. So now we have one more case. Continue on Chav Gimel Beis. So the Gemara says that that the Machlokes, this was who? This was Rav Acha bar Rav Ika? No. This was Rav Dimi Omer Rav Yochanan. That we just did Rav Dimi Omer in the name Rav Yochanan, that the Machlokes was when there are two Kite Edim. Right, two Kite Edim. And Rabbi Meir holds, according to Rashi, the Girsa is, Rabbi Meir holds Ein Sarach Levaya. So therefore, neither set is necessary. Right? Mm-hmm. And since the Baal Din said he has two sets, now he can't claim that to apostle one set, you're an Ogei Abedis. Because it doesn't. He already said it's not going to have any repercussion on this case, and the Chachamim hold Sorach Levara. So therefore, both sets are necessary for his din, and therefore he's a Nogei Beis. But now the Gemara wants to say that possibly the Machlokas of Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim is the same as the Machlokas of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rebbe. Okay. Oh, by the way, we mentioned it very briefly a couple days ago. The next Iboy in the Gemara, right? If you, let's say you had, let's say you hold, like Rebbe Meir, right? So therefore you hold. So therefore you hold Ein Sarach Levarer, right? And therefore, what? You're not a Nogea Be'edis on the first cut. But the question is, what if. What? What if after you're made on the first cut, then other Edim passel the second cut? Right? That was the question. Omar Lohen, Kvar He'idu Edim Arishonim. Yeah. So Rashi learns. The second Lishna in Rashi, again, is that you're a Nogea Beidus, right? Lamafreya. You're a Nogea Beidus, correct? Oh, no, I'm sorry. He likes the first Lashon better, right? First Lashon is Kvar he'idu harishonim, meaning kishen nimtes kashni apsula kvar neskabla b'kashus edusan shel elu hame'idin al hapsul v'adayin lo hayin ogei be'edus v'me'achash neskabla b'hechsher ne'amonan lifsolos harishonim. That's the pshat that Rashi likes. Correct? You guys with me today?
Yeah.
That what? Kvar he'idu harishonim means that when you find out that the second cut is puzzle, the first set of Edim was already received as credible. The first set of what would you call these Edim? The first set the poslim. The Edis of Psul was already received and it was deemed credible. Because at the time that he gave the Edus, that was very simple, right? We hold Ein Sarach Levara. So the guy comes in, Matt comes to court against Gil, let's say, and he says, you owe me $100, right? Mm-hmm. And he says, I've got two sets of Edim to prove that you owe me the $100, okay? So now he brings in the first set, and Gil says, I've got Aiden to say these guys are Gazlanim. Right? So the basin accepts it.
Accepts your...
Oh, I'm sorry. I messed up the case. I'm sorry. You bring in your first set of Aiden, right, Matt? Against Gil. Aiden say, Gil owes him $100. You and the Sammy together Sammy are together mayed that the first set is puzzle.
I'm allowed to do that?
Oh, so why are you allowed to do that? Because since he said he has two sets of Edim, neither one is necessary for the Gemar Din. He's already rendered them superfluous. By saying I have two sets, he's already rendered his first set superfluous. Correct? So therefore, you're not considered a nogeya in whether these guys are gazlanim. Because deciding that they're gazlanim, by Matt's own word, won't affect his case. Right? That's the whole concept that we're working with. That since the Baldin said, I have two sets of Edom, and he doesn't have to produce both to win, he only has to produce one to win. So that's basically what he's saying is, I have redundancy in Edus. I have a redundancy in Edus. Right? Yeah. I have more Edom than I need. So therefore, when he brings in his first set of Edom, so Gil, the Baal Dover, the defendant, is kosher to be made with another person against the first set. Why? What are you going to say? You're going to say, you can't be made against that set of Edom. They're against you. But the response is no. They're not necessary for the case. They're not necessary for the case. Remember, what is the Edus that he's bringing? He's bringing Edus that he's a Gazlan. That's just Stam. He's bringing Edus. These guys are Gazlanim. The only reason he can't bring Edus that they're Gazlanim is because he can't bring Edus that will affect his case. But he'll say, look, Matt himself said these Edom are not necessary for his case. So now I've just decided I have evidence that these guys are Gazlanim. They're Pusul Edus. Why can't I be made? It affects my case? No. By his very admission, it doesn't affect my case. Right? That's what we hold. That's what Reb Meir holds. Ein sarach levarer. Therefore, the Edom are not necessary for the Gemar Din. Therefore, the Baal Din himself and another person is kosher to be made against them. Right? The Rabbanan who say, when he says I have two, then he has to bring both. So then, of course, each set, both sets together, each set is necessary in order for him to win. So then he's definitely a Nogei Beidus. But if we hold, like Rabbi Meir, that you don't need to produce both sets, so essentially you're saying, I have more Edom than I need to win my case. So then you can't say it's a problem of knocking off one. One set.
Wasn't it Rabbi Meir?
Oh, that was the first gear, so Rashi switched it. Rashi switched it and said, Rabbi Meir now is the one who says, Ein Sarach Levarer. That's why you're not a Nogei Beidus. Because we hold, in order to be not a Nogei Beidus, because for two reasons. Rashi held Tzarech Levarer means you have to bring two Kusher Edom. It means you're basically upping the requirement on yourself. It doesn't make sense to say one puzzle set would count for Tzarech Levarer. Plus, he learns in order to be Nogea Be'edus, it has to be that it's going to affect your case. Not just that he's a guy who's against you, but the Edus has to be necessary for the other guys to win his case. So once he says, I don't need these two sets of Edom because I have another set of two.
Oh.
Therefore, I can passel them. You can passel them. Right?
Okay, yeah.
But now the question is, what about... So that's what happens. So Matt brings in his first set of Edom, set A, and Gil and Sammy say they're passel, they're gazlanim, and we accept the testimony because they're not nogeya in this Edus since the first set is not necessary for the case. And then we say to Matt, okay, so bring in the second set now. We're bringing the second set. And Avi and Yona come and say, oh, those guys are gazlanim. They're not part of the case at all. They're just two strangers. Okay? So now it turns out, what? We have
like
a strange...
I didn't tell them to come?
No.
Okay.
They just show up. Doesn't matter if you tell them or not. The point is, they're definitely kosher edom. They're not nogei in the case at all. So their edus is definitely good. Okay? So now it comes out, Limafreya, what just happened? When they came to testify that the second set of Edom are no good, what happened, Limafreya? New? What happened, Limafreya?
They ended up eliminating the field that were good.
Then it turns out the first set were really necessary.
Yeah, meaning one of the two sets...
Meaning Matt made a mistake. When he said he has redundancy in Edus, he made a mistake. Okay, we don't blame him for that. Okay. So he thought he had extra Edom. So when he brought the first set, we said you're not a Nogea, because they're extra by his own admission. But then it turns out that he was wrong. And the second set became possible from outside Edom. So then Lemafreya, it turns out that the first set really were necessary. So it comes out a strange thing. when you were made against them, we believe them to be unnecessary. But after the second set was knocked out, it turns out they are necessary. So what happens to your first Eidus? Do we say we accepted your Eidus and we thought when we thought it was good, therefore it was good, and it turns out he's going to lose his case? Or do we say, no, since it turns out that in fact the first set was necessary, you are a nogeya and your Eidus is not acceptable? So, okay, so what's the chakira over here? What's the chakira? So Rashi learns, at least Rashi learns, the maskana is that kishin nimtzeis kat shniya psula, right? Meaning when we found out that the first set was necessary, kvar neskabla b'kashra seidusim she'elu hama'idin ala psul. This set was already neskabel. The first set was already neskabel. He ate this against them. Vadayin lohaya nogeya be'edus. At this point in time, they were not nogeya be'edus. Umeachash and neskabla behechsher ne'emonim lifsol as harishonim. Once we accepted them, it's possible. The first set is possible. That was the maskana. So what's the chakira? What's the maskana?
That's what I'm having.
So it goes very well with what we were saying yesterday, correct? That the psul of nogeya be'edus is not really a psul like a karov or a pusul. Right? If it's a psul like a karov or a pusul, then just because we find out later a guy was pusul doesn't mean that we're going to accept his edus from earlier. Right? Let's say we just didn't know. And so the fact of the matter is that Matt was wrong. He thought that these were not necessary. That's what he thought. Turns out he was wrong. These guys were Gazlanim from old times, from a long time ago. They didn't just become Gazlanim. Right? So it turns out he was wrong. He didn't have two sets of Adam. He only had one set of Kasher Adam. Okay? So if those, but if it was Krovim, let's say
Wait, wasn't the second set also puzzle?
The second set is the real set that's puzzle.
Yeah.
Right? The second set being puzzle, makes the first set necessary. Oh, but what I'm saying is that's only to our knowledge.
Oh, because we puzzle
in reality
with Nogeya Bedover?
That's right. We puzzle the first set with a Nogeya Bedover. So the point I'm trying to make is that in reality, the first set was never really extra. In reality, the first set was necessary. It just, we didn't know the first set was necessary until a later event. But let's say, for instance, you only had one set that comes in. And let's say they're Mayid. And then it turns out we find out that they're actually related to him. Would there be a Chakira like this? Of course not. Because the substance of the Eidus of a Karov or apostle is not Eidus. But what we see from this question is that the psul of a nogeya bedavar is not really an idea that it's not Eidus, but it's a problem in the Kabbalah's Eidus of the nogeya bedavar. And that goes well with what we were saying yesterday, that it's really a taina of the Baal Davar. It's really a taina of Matt to prevent the Baal Din from being made on his first on the evidence that he considers necessary. So that's the question. When he gave up that right because of a mistake, is that really like he's giving up that right? You understand? He didn't protest on the first set at the time. He didn't have the taina at the time. So we were mekabel the Eidus. Once women cobble the Eidus, and then it turns out that he really had a taina, what do we say? You understand? Mm-hmm. It's a chakira because it's really like we consider like a procedural type of a psul.
Can we reinstate?
That's right. Can we reinstate the taina that he thought he didn't have?
You're right, he was changing his taina.
So that's how we should. So Lamaisa, we hold that once the Eidus was neskabel bekashrus, then it's accepted. It was really a question of he has a right to prevent it from being accepted by the Basin, but it's not a psul intrinsic in the Eidus itself. Right. I mean, what's the other side of the Chakira? So if you would say the other side of the Chakira is saying that the Eidus of a Nogei Abedavar is like the Eidus of a Karov, that's easy. But that makes it a very big Chakira. Plus, we sort of were saying, we were trying to say that the whole idea of Eino Tzorach Levarer, not being able to passel the Baal Din as a Nogei Abedavar is really based on this whole concept. We were trying to say this, that everybody really agrees on this side of the Chakira, that the Psul of a Nogei Abedavar is really a Taina of the Baal Din. That's why he has to be necessary in order to prevent him from coming in. Once he's not necessary, he can exclude the guy. Right. So then you'd have to say, if you want to make the Chakira a little closer, you would say it's a question, like we were saying before, that on this idea of the right of the Baal Din to exclude it, is that it's a separate question. What if it was a mistake when he thought that when we allowed it in, it was based on the lack of information that he thought they were extra, but now Lamaisa we see they weren't extra. So does that make the Kabbalah Betos? Does it make it like a Kabbalah Betos? Okay, but anyway, let's take the next question in the Gemara. Very interesting Gemara. You got the facts in this next case? You guys had
minimal?
Okay, it's a very simple case. So the Gemara says like this. Let's say that that the Machlokas of Rebbe Meir and the Chacham is the same as the Machlokas as Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. Okay, now the only thing is you gotta reverse everybody. You gotta reverse the Rebbe Meirs and the Rabbanans. Yeah, because the Gemara is still going with the first Pshat of Rashi. Rashi says you gotta switch it around. Don't worry about it. I'm not gonna bother ourselves with that right now. But it goes like this. What's the Machlokas about Rebbe Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanan? Cases like this. Habal Lidon Bishtaru B'Chazaka. Okay, so what does that mean? What's a shtar and what's chazaka? Anybody do cheskes habatim? No? So the halacha is like this. Yeah, you got it?
Like three times. Then
right. Okay, so chazaka is generally misunderstood. As
three times.
If you lived on property for 3 years, then it's yours. That's generally the misunderstood idea of chazaka. That's what in American law they call adverse possession. Have you heard of that? Adverse possession?
Squatter's
rights, otherwise known as squatter's rights. There's an idea like that in American law, that you go on someone's property, you know it's their property, you have to be open and notorious about it, and you just live there for 5 years, 10 years, whatever it is. After a certain amount of time, it becomes your property. Okay, I don't know if they still have so many of these. I think they pared back these types of things, but there is such a thing like that.
They have it in Texas. Right.
That has nothing at all to do with the halacha of chazaka. That's ridiculous. It's just completely illogical, right? It has nothing to do with transferring rights. Because you steal something for a long enough time, doesn't make it yours. Okay, the halacha of chazaka.
We have that about other things, though. We have like yish.
That's shini rishus. You need to have a shini, change in the thing, and right. But karkas ain't an exelus. Karkas, you can't. There's no gzela by karka. Karka ain't an exelus. We hold, you're right. There is such a thing as but it doesn't. No, but one second. Right. No. It's important. It's important. What you're saying. Let me make this clear. According to the American law, if you sit on the guy's property for those 10 years. It's yours and what?
Not his.
And you owe him bupkis. When halacha says there's a kinyan of gezel, it means the heftza, it means that there's certain rights on the heftza, but you still owe him the money, you still owe him the value. This is actually like it becomes like a gift to the guy. There's no halacha like that. That's completely illogical. You're right. There is a logic of saying that the gazlan can be kona something by changing it or something like that, but it doesn't absolve him of his monetary obligation for the maisa gezel.
Okay.
That he definitely has to pay back. But there in American law, they're saying no, that's it. Anyhow, so that has nothing to do with chazaka. Chazaka means something different. Chazaka means, let's take a look at Rashi. Machzik bikarka. It means the guy, you go to the guy's, you are in possession of somebody's, of property. You're in possession of property. Okay? V'omar lo chaveiro malachakan. So you've been out of town for a while. You come over to your farm, and you see a guy living there. You say, what are you doing here? Right? V'omar lo, and he says back to you, ata mocharto li, you sold it to me. Right? And he says, that's what chazaka means. Chazaka is that, like we were saying yesterday, chazaka is a support for your claim that you bought it.
Oh, it's the possession of it?
The possession is a raya, and it substantiates your claim that you bought it. But it's only premised on the claim that you bought it. So I come to the guys, I come back to my property, I find you living there, and working the land, and I say, what are you doing here? And you say, I bought it from you. I'll naturally say, where's your shtar mechira? You'll say, I lost it. But I've been here for 3 years, so that itself is a proof that I bought it. Because you wouldn't let me be here for 3 years if I didn't buy it. And Beis Din will accept that as evidence that you actually bought the property. But if you come in to Beis Din and say, it's mine because I've been here for 3 years, they'll throw you out. You understand? The chazaka is only a raya. It substantiates the claim that you have it as of right. The chazaka is not a right in and of itself. Okay? So the other case is like this. Let's say the guy comes to Beis Din and he says, I'm going to prove that this is my property because I have Eidei chazaka. You need Eidim that you were there for 3 years. And I've got the original Shtar Mechira. That's what the guy's claim is. He's habo lodon bishtar u bechazaka. I come into Beis Din and I say, I'm going to prove it's mine with Eidei chazaka and the original deed. Okay. So now what? Nidon bishtar divrei Rebbe. So Rebbe says he must bring the shtar.
That's the most important.
If he brings the Eidei Chazaka, he loses.
This is only in case he says he has both.
He says he has both. He must bring the shtar. Okay? So that's what Rashi says. He says, V'omer le'ata mocharto li v'ochalti ashnei chazaka. I ate it for the years of chazaka. V'adayin shtar mechira biyodi. I still have the shtar.
So according to Rebbe, what the Eidei Chazaka mean nothing? Like,
only if he says he has a shtar. Yeah. Once he says, I have the shtar too,
then
we don't accept the Eidei Chazaka anymore.
But do they still need to come in?
Like, nope.
Because the shtar takes precedence.
Nidon b'shtar al korcho tzorach lehevi ashtar v'yavarer devarav. He must now prove what he said. V'im lo motz ashtar yafsid. And now if he can't find the shtar, he'll lose. D'lo mahani lechazaka. V'af agav dechazaka is b'mokom shtar. That's the whole idea of chazaka. Why do we let a guy win after 3 years? Because we say a guy doesn't hold on to a shtar forever. So at a certain point, we've got to go by the shnei chazaka. We don't require you to hold your shtar mechira for centuries, right? So there's a certain point where we say, well, we've been here for a certain amount of time. That proves that we actually bought it. As initially, the shtar proves you bought it. And then at a certain point, we say, we don't require you to have the shtar anymore. And therefore, your possession is a proof, okay? But over here, since he said he has it's 5 years later, but he says he still has the shtar, he must bring the shtar. And even though chazaka takes the place of shtar, because we say for the first 3 years a person is careful about his shtar, and after that he's not. Hai kevan d'omar yeshno biyodo sarach levar. But once he said he has it, he has to bring it. So the Gemara wants to say, that's like our case of tzarach levar. That's like when a guy says, I have two edim, he has to bring them both. And what does Rabbi Shimon Gamliel say? He says nidon b'chazaka. He says his judgment is on the chazaka. So of course it doesn't make any sense, Vavinamba bechazaka velo b'shtar. He has to go chazaka, not shtar. Ela ima af bechazaka. Right. So it means to say beiza man sheyirtza. So that's the Gemara. That's the same exact machlokas. That's the same exact machlokas. He says v'kaimolon dibitzarach levara pligi. So let's say they're also arguing about tzarach levara. No, it's the same thing. Everybody would agree if they came in and said, all I have is chazaka, edi chazaka, that would have been enough. They could have won the case on edi chazaka. But once he said, I have shtar and chazaka, now you have a machlokas. Rebbe says you need now to be mevarer devarav with the shtar. And Rebbe Shimon Galil says, no, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you said. You can always win on chazaka, on edi chazaka. So the Gemara says, let's say that's the same machlokas. Rebbe holds tzarach levarer, and therefore you'd have to bring in the two witnesses when you say you have two sets of witnesses. And Rebbe Shem Gliel holds ein tzarach levarer, and you only have to bring in one set of witnesses. So you guys, let's take a look at Rashi. We skip on Rashi. Nidon bechazaka. He says, mashma al korcho yovi edi chazaka vishtar lo mani. It's mashma that all he has to do is that he must bring the Eidei Chazaka, and not the Shtar. The Shtar doesn't help. V'hochi parach b'chazaka v'lo b'shtar? That's why the Gemara says, what do you mean, Chazaka without the Shtar? V'ha, listen carefully, v'ha Shtar ikar rayahu. The Shtar is the main raya. V'kevan d'yesh lo Shtar, ein sarach, ein b'chazaka filu mishum birur devarim. Once he produces the Shtar, the Chazaka doesn't even help for birur devarim. Why? Did b'makom shtar lo huzkira chazaka? There's no inyan of chazaka when you have a shtar. Dehi gufa lo asi ela mikoach hashtar. The only existence of edei chazaka is from the presence of the shtar.
Doesn't that already have
its
difference from the other case?
That's right, hold on. De omar al yedei hashtar hichzakti bo. Because what are the edei chazaka saying? What are you saying with the Eidei Chazaka?
There was a shtar.
You're saying there was a shtar. That's all Eidei Chazaka are helping you accomplish. Prove that you had a shtar. So if you have a shtar, so how could it be? How is it possible to say that you need to bring the Eidei Chazaka, but the shtar won't help? That's what the Gemara says. What do you mean? Nidon b'chazaka? The whole idea of Chazaka is trying to establish that there was a shtar, right? So that's why it says af bechazaka. You can bring either one that you want. Okay. So the Gemara says no. You can't compare the cases. This has nothing to do with tzarach levara or not. Why? No. Ali with the Rebbe Shimon Gamliel kuli amalo pligi. What does that mean? Rebbe Shimon Gamliel was which side? Was the one that says you don't need to bring in either one. You can bring in either one you want. Right? You can bring in either one you want. Alib the Rishimagam Leo, Kuli Amalo Pligi. Ki Pligi, Alib the Rebbe Meir. I'll be the Rebbe. The Rebbe Meir, Rebbe, Rabbonon, Omri Loch, Ad Kan, Lok Omer Rebbe Hosom, Elebechazaka. The Mikoach Shtara Kaasi, Aval Hochia. The Hani Edem, Lab Mikoach Edem, Achrini Kaasu, Afil Rebbe Meir, Moda, the Ain Sarach Levara. Let's read Rashi. It goes like this. Afilu tamer Rabbanan ki Rebbe sevira lahu. Even if you're going to say that the Rabbanan, meaning... Well, we have to switch the names, but... Meaning who? The tzarach, the ein tzarach levara side. Even if you're going to say ein tzarach levara in general, right? They still would agree over here. It's possible they still agree over here. You have to bring the shtar. Why? The ad kan lo ka'amar Rebbe hasam sarach levara elam yishum dechazaka lav ikar rayahu. The only reason Rebbe says you have to bring the shtar is because chazaka is not really an ikar of the is not the ikar raya. The mikoach hashtar hu asi. The whole raya of chazaka comes because of the shtar to begin with. The I have ta'in bereisha hichzakti ba me'atzmi shlo omar li adam davar me'olam. If the guy would have walked into court and said, I have edei chazaka because I just sat there and nobody ever told me I could sit there, right? Ein zu chazaka. That's not even a chazaka. You understand? That's nothing. V'chi omar lo ata mocharto li dahainu b'shtar ve'avaditiv lacha gimoshonim havi chazaka. The whole idea of chazaka is saying I had a shtar and I lost it. It's not a raya of chazaka. You understand? It's not a substitute. It's not the American system of adverse possession. There, really, Eide Chazaka are equivalent to a shtar, right? That's a method of acquiring. But we're not saying Chazaka is a method of acquiring. It's a method of proving that you acquired with a shtar. Okay? So there's no such thing as just Eide Chazaka as a raya in absence of the concept of shtar. Correct? Hilkach. Hi, Hoel v'Omar yesh no biyado. So since he says he has it, tzarech levare, he has to produce it. Oval Omar yesh li beis ki to edim. But that's not the same as if a guy says I have two sets of edim. Then if he says he has two sets of edim and he only brings one, that's enough. Dahani lav mikoach hani asu. These edim are independent from these edim. It's not like they need one another. So then, ein tzarech levarer devarav v'lachzer achar kachnia. You understand? So that's the Gemara's argument, saying you can't compare the cases of you can't compare the cases as tzarech levarer. You can't say it's the same machlokas. Why? Because the two sets of edim are really equal. They're parallel. They're equivalent. So it's possible in that case you wouldn't have to bring both. But when he says he has a shtar and a chazaka, then you would have to bring both. Okay?
Yeah.
So it makes sense. It sounds good. But let's just put it into halacha. Yeah. It's just like what I said to you yesterday. Let's say I say to Aaron, that's my shirt. And let's say I can even show you a receipt that I paid for that shirt. Right? I could prove that I owned that shirt yesterday. Let's say I could prove it. And Aaron is wearing it today. I drag him into Baston and I say, he is wearing my shirt. Okay? Now, let's say Aaron responds,
you sold it to me.
You sold me the shirt. Baston will believe him. Why? Because they witness him in possession of it right now. And Metatlin doesn't need a 3-year period. By Metatlin, we say the guy who's wearing the shirt has ne'emonus about its provenance.
Metatlin is not karka.
Metatlin is not karka. Okay. Okay? Unless it says for rent by Peachate, you know, on the back of it. But the point is like this. Your claim is very, very important in Basin. And you back up your claim with evidence. So if your claim is you bought it, you need to back it up with evidence. Shtar is one. Shtar is the primary evidence. But since we say you don't have to hold on to your shtar forever, if you claim you had a shtar and lost it, we'll believe you if you could prove you were there for 3 years. Just like, similar to saying we'll believe him if he says he bought it because he's wearing it. We'll believe him that he bought it. You understand? But the idea is, it's just a substitute for us to believe that he has a shtar. The Eide Chazaka are a substitute, are a way that we believe that he had a shtar. So if he says he had the shtar, if he says he has the shtar now, Rebbe says, well then just bring us a shtar. Okay, but logically, how do we formulate this? How do we formulate the difference between saying I have two edim and saying I have a shtar and chazaka? And why would we say that you don't have to bring the two edim, but you do have to bring the shtar? In the same approach that we were taking yesterday, I would prefer. So yesterday we said you can define what proof is necessary. So even though I only need one set of edim, the din of Rebbe Meir, the Rebbe Meir or the Rabbanon, whoever it is, holds, Tzarech Levarer holds, that even though al pi din you only need one set of edim, I can take upon myself a higher burden and say, I'll prove it with a double set of edim. And then I'm bound to it. Okay? The Gemara is saying it's possible to say that you're not bound to that, but you're bound to bring the shtar when you claim you have the shtar. Why? What's the difference between claiming two sets of Edim and claiming a shtar with Chazaka? So, in other words, the difference is a repetition of the same Edus, right? That we don't say. We don't hold that you can define arbitrarily the amount of proof that you need. That we don't hold. Just because you say you have double Edim, that's not nitfas in the din. We don't say that if I said I have two sets of Edim, then I'm bound to prove it doubly. Okay? But the Edim and the Shtar is very different. You're saying something about the quality of Edus that you have. You're saying something about the quality of the testimony of the evidence that you have. That's possible. A person could define for himself that he has the best evidence. I have the best type of evidence, and then he can be bound by that. Or that's the question. Do we say it's the same thing? It's just the same thing of defining the terms of your case, or do we say no? The only thing you're bound to is when you bind yourself to a certain degree of evidence, a certain degree of proof. If I bound myself already to the highest degree of proof, I can't succeed anymore in an inferior degree of proof. Okay.
Which is right.
They have a din like that in American law too. They call it the best evidence rule. Like if you have an original and a photocopy, you have to bring the original.
But you know. They only know that if you claim that.
Yeah, I don't remember the details. It's been a long time since I sat through that class, but. Okay.